Partner. Whether you're married, in a long-term or recent relationship, living together or separately, a partner is someone who should be just that, an equal who has chosen to share their life with you and you with them. When we enter into a relationship with another person, we're giving them a special status. We grant them access to our private world and we ask that they do the same for us. As humans, we are programmed to seek the company of others. But a romantic relationship is unique in that it is often the relationship that demands the most from us in terms of time and energy. It is also the relationship that potentially offers the most in return. A good relationship results in us developing a partnership based on love, trust, and friendship, and allows both people to share their dreams as well as their fears in a safe and secure environment. Aside, if you're ever unclear as to whether it's love or lust, ask yourself this. Do you actually like them? It's not a fail-safe approach, but works more often than the majority of us would ever care to admit. Let me make it clear at this point that I do not believe being in a relationship is necessary for living a full and happy life. I know that many people believe they can't be happy if they're not part of a loved-up duo, but I would challenge this and ask, why not? I like to think of life as a cake. Stick with me here. To be delicious and stay bound together, the cake needs all the essential ingredients of life. Examples of these key ingredients may be money, health, and independence, because each one of those has a vital role to fulfill. I'd like to suggest, and yes, I know this is controversial, that being in a relationship is not an essential ingredient for the cake. The cake is just perfect without containing a relationship ingredient. Cakes, however, can be improved, much like lives can be improved. A relationship could be seen as one of these improvements, just like icing, or marzipan, or chocolate. It's your cake, decorate it however you wish. It finishes the whole thing off nicely. You don't need someone to complete you, but they can certainly complement you. A partner is often the closest and most intimate relationship we have with another person in our adult lives, which is why it's so important that we treat that relationship with the respect it deserves and don't take it for granted. Of course, not all relationships are balanced partnerships and not all relationships are healthy. Sometimes the thing that was once right for us is no longer in our best interests. Relationships without love, trust, and respect can be detrimental to our well-being and overall health. In cases like this, the icing has turned rancid and there's not much to do but scrape it off and start again. But do so knowing that underneath, the cake has always remained perfectly intact and is no more or less a cake despite its lack of decoration. Of all our relationships, the one we share with our partner is the one from which we give the most and get the most. So it requires care and attention to nurture it and allow it to evolve and grow. Just remember, a partner is a complement to your life and makes it a little brighter, but that person is never a necessity as you shine bright enough already, all on your own. Get this right, and not only do you grow as a couple, but you grow as an individual too. Friends. The first set of relationships we tend to take notice of comes early on in life when we start to make friendships. It's a fact of life that we don't get to choose our family, so making friends is a big deal, because it's one of the first times in our lives that we have the opportunity to judge and be judged. Lucky us. It's a process that usually begins at preschool or primary school, and unless you renounce society altogether, then it's a process that's likely to remain with you for some time thereafter. As with all relationships, friendships are complex beasts. When you're young, your best friend can become your worst enemy, can become your best friend again, within the space of a day. It's not so very different when you're older. It just takes a little longer to break up and make up. Friendship is vital to our health and well-being, as it brings a connection that is chosen, rather than determined for us. Our friends share our joys and our tears, are happy for our achievements and support us in good times and bad. They judge us but still like us enough to stand by our side and we do the same for them. However, problems can occur when we fail to recognise that what was once friendship is now just routine,